Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Charlie Pierce and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Faith Saley has 2.
All right. Faith, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill-in-the-blank. President Obama announced plans this week to overhaul the education law known as blank.
No Child Left Behind?
Right. On Thursday, former President Jimmy Carter called the current efforts to bring peace to the blank feeble.
Middle East.
Right. According to a report by the Congressional Budget Office, the blank bill will reduce the federal deficit by over $100 billion over 10 years.
Health bill.
Right.
Healthcare.
Yes. As stocks plunged, former video rental giant blank announced that it may file for bankruptcy.
Blockbuster.
Right. A North Carolina teacher is in trouble after writing blank on a sixth grader's test.
Loser.
Exactly right. Minus 20% for being a loser is what she wrote. Report released this week shows that New York blanks overcharged customers $8.3 million over the past 2 years.
Taxi drivers.
Right. A police officer checking traffic speeds in Chattanooga felt his car shaking and got out to find blank.
A paratrooping bear in it.
No. Bear from above. No. What he found, this cop, was a bulldog in the process of chewing his tires off. Officer Clayton Holmes tried everything from pepper spray to tasers, but the dog still managed to chew off 2 tires and the entire front bumper before officers could capture him.
It ate a car?
It ate a half a car. Holmes said he was glad the damage wasn't even worse and that he would never, ever take the Bacon-mobile out on patrol again.
Were they driving?
No, he was
this?
Sitting still.
Oh,
he was,
right.
You know, with his gun. Checking traffic with his speed gun, and all of a sudden the car started shaking, and it got out, and there was the crazed bulldog.
You know what? Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz? Pretty well, I think.
Faith had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Faith has the lead.
We have flipped a coin. Paul has elected to go second. Here we go. Fill in the blank. In a Rose Garden ceremony Thursday morning, President Obama signed the $18 billion blanks bill into law.
Finance reform.
No, jobs. That
That's
was not
what
done
I meant.
Toyota announced that it found no evidence to support a California driver's account of a runaway blank.
Prius.
Right. For his second March Madness bracket while in office, blank went with Kansas to win it all.
Barack Obama.
Right. 2 IRS agents raided a car wash in California this week, demanding that the owner pay his delinquent taxes in the amount of blank.
I don't know. Pass.
4 cents. In what is believed to be the biggest recording deal ever, the estate of blank signed a contract
Michael
with
Jackson.
Sony for up to $250 million, right? According to a Rasmussen Reports survey, only 20% of Americans planned to blank to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Drink.
Right. An entire block of Yuba City, California was shut down when a woman left a box of her favorite cabbage on her friend's doorstep and labeled it blank.
Labeled it explosive.
Yes, close enough. She said, the bomb is what it said.
The bomb.
Terry Talbert. Because Terry Talbert, the woman in question, wanted to communicate just how good that cabbage was. I.e., that cabbage in this box is the bomb, baby. When the friend arrived home, instead of making a delicious soup, she called the bomb squad. An embarrassed Talbert said she would never do that again, and to apologize, she sent the local police force all of her old heavy metal CDs and labeled the box, lots of anthrax. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, but Faith still has the lead with 14.
All right. So how many, then, does Charlie Pierce need to take it away from it?
6 correct answers.
Here we go, Charlie. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. This week, people across the country began receiving the 2010 blank forms in the mail.
The census.
Right. In an effort to push his vision of healthcare reform, this week, blank sat for an interview with Fox News.
Barack Obama.
Right. Colleen LaRose, the Philadelphia woman, also known as blank, pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges this week.
Jihad Jane.
Right. This week, Britain's Metro newspaper featured what they say is probably the world's first blank.
Naked picture of Queen Elizabeth.
No, the world's first surfing alpaca.
Oh.
A torn Achilles tendon will keep celebrity soccer player blank out of the rest of the season and the World Cup.
David Beckham.
Right. Best known for his roles as Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. Actor blank died at age 85.
Fess Parker.
Fess Parker, indeed. During the White House's St. Patrick's Day celebration, Joe Biden mistakenly blanked the Irish Prime Minister's mother.
Killed her.
No. Well,
declared
yes.
Declared her dead.
Declared her dead, yes. He eulogized her is what he did. The eulogy would have been a nice gesture if Prime Minister Brian Cowan's mother was not still alive. Something Biden seemed to realize halfway through the statement. Biden said, quote, his mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. Although she's, oh, wait, your mom's still alive. It was your dad who passed, unquote. Biden quickly recovered from the gaffe, complimenting Cowan's mother by saying she looked really good for someone so old. Carl.
Doesn't she look like herself?
Yeah. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Charlie needed 6 correct answers, and he had 6 correct answers.
Well done!
So 15 points. Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done.